For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Religious leaders gathered with city officials to rally around children being held in New York City. The Reverend Al Sharpton took aim at the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy that's left migrant children separated from their parents.
We will stand up for the children that your policy sent here, because we are not poor. This despicable act.
The Trump administration says as many as 500 children are in the process of being reunited with their parents, but there are more than 2,000 who still need help. Assistant Federal Defense Attorney Eric Hinshaw in El Paso tells ABC News he can't tell his clients where their children are located because the federal government won't tell him.
I'm not going to be able to tell them right then and there, don't worry, we'll find your little boy, we'll find your little girl. I have to tell them, honestly, I don't know if and when we're going to find them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Senator Marco Rubio says the government is in a difficult position trying to process detained immigrants while also shoring up the southern border.
Families shouldn't be split. And it's a terrible situation that's happening, and it puts us in a tough situation. So we have to try to do the best we can, and you have to balance the desire to keep families together and live up to our standards as a country with the reality that we cannot have policies in place that encourage others to undergo the same dangerous journey that's happening now, because that's inhumane too.
Rubio toured a holding facility in Homestead. He says the plan is to make sure parents can speak to their children at least twice a week, but he says the process needs to improve. Senator John Cornyn of Texas had a roundtable discussion after visiting border facilities.
We want to make sure that all of the families get to stay together. These children should not be victims of a broken system. And our goal here is to bring consensus, but also to figure out what needs to be corrected.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Northern California power company says it could pay upwards of $10 billion in connection with last year's deadly wildfires. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Of the 21 Northern California wildfires last year, the California Department of Forestry has determined the cause of 14 of them so far, and several were caused by downed power lines. Pacific Gas and Electric filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it expects to pay at least $2.5 billion by the end of the quarter, June 30th, and could reach $10 billion plus as it is facing some 200 lawsuits and has paid nearly $1 billion in insurance claims so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Kicking off the American Library Association's annual conference in New Orleans, former First Lady Michelle Obama spoke Friday. Mrs. Obama says her upcoming memoir, titled Becoming, is about the experiences that shaped her life.
Some people ask the question, how did you become here? How did you go from here to there? It's sort of like people think I'm a unicorn. It's like I don't exist. Like people like me don't exist.
Obama's appearance came a few months before the release of her upcoming memoir, which explores her journey from the south side of Chicago to the White House. South Carolina lawmaker Katie Arrington, who defeated Mark Sanford last month in the Republican primary, was in a car accident last night and seriously injured. It left another person dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.